Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. At least 90 people are dead and more than 200 others wounded in the wake of the attack in northwest Pakistan. Officials saying it is the deadliest terror attack ever in the city of Peshawar, and most of the victims are reportedly women. And the Taliban is claiming responsibility for a bomb and a gun attack in the Afghan capital that's left at least five United Nations workers dead. It comes 10 days ahead of the country's presidential runoff, which the Taliban has vowed to disrupt. A UN spokesman is calling the attack senseless and outrageous. And the pilots, who went off track for about 150 miles before they landed at the Minneapolis airport, have now had their license revoked. The FAA says that Captain Timothy Cheney and First Officer Richard Cole endangered the public while they were on a personal frolic in the cockpit. The pilots say that they lost track of time while they were working on their laptops. They deny drinking or falling asleep. The decision is effective immediately, but the pilots do have 10 days to appeal. Washington area sniper John Allen Muhammad will be executed November 10th. Virginia officials made that announcement yesterday. They say that they gave him a choice about how he would die, but he didn't choose, so he will be given a lethal injection. Muhammad's lawyers are asking for clemency, claiming that he has a severe mental illness. Boy, was it a windy day in California's Central Valley yesterday. Take a look at this shot on a roadway there. At one point, people couldn't see much of anything. In fact, this isn't fog. It is indeed dust. And after a couple of truck drivers actually ran into each other, the Highway Patrol decided to block that road for about a mile. And those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.